Simon & Schuster Audio presents Beyond the White House, Waging Peace, Fighting Disease, Building Hope by Jimmy Carter. Read by the author, with a special appearance by Rosalind Carter.
The early days. It was just a week after the 1980 presidential election when the blind trustee of our state, the attorney Charles Curbo, called from Atlanta and asked to see me. He had become my lawyer when I successfully contested an election stolen from me in 1962. He was a close advisor when I later ran for governor of Georgia and served as chairman of the Democratic Party of Georgia. That day in November, Curbo shared a cool drink with Rosalind and me on the Truman balcony of the White House, and after we'd exchanged some family information and a few jokes with a South Georgia flavor, he informed us that he had some good news and some bad news about our family's farm and warehouse business. The good news was that our land was still there and the pine trees were growing. The bad news was that after 3 years of drought and some mismanagement, Carter's warehouse was $1 million in debt. Because we had pledged to remove ourselves completely from any involvement in or knowledge of our personal investments or business affairs, this was the first financial accounting that Rosa and I had received since we moved to Washington. We were surprised and appalled. We had left a thriving farm supply business, free from debt, and we'd assumed that it had continued to be a lucrative investment. We returned home about 2 months later with two heavy financial burdens, the lesser of which was to pay our accumulated business debts.